The Blood of an Englishman, A Kramer and Zondi Investigation, by James McClure, narrated by Stephen Crossley.
Fee-fi-fo-fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman. The Giant, in Jack and the Beanstalk. The Blood of an Englishman. 1. Droopy Stevenson hadn't been a dirty old man all that long. He was still adjusting. He was weighing up the pros and cons and trying not to allow it to affect his work. Which wasn't easy.
"What's this I hear, Droopy?"
asked Sam Collins, his boss, crouching beside the Land Rover from which Droopy was removing the sump.
"Man, I'm shocked at you!"
And off he went with a laugh, slapping his thigh. Droopy extended a hand for a number 8 ring spanner, and Joseph, his intuitive Zulu assistant, wiped the grease from its shank and placed it gently in his grasp. Then for a while Droopy just lay there on his back on the crawler board, staring up at the sump's drain plug. 3 days ago he had gone into a little fruit shop on the corner, a few yards down the back street from the 2-bay garage where he worked, and said to the proprietress,
"Another scorcher, hey, Mavis? Okay if I field your tomatoes."
He liked his tomatoes crisp, and Mavis Cookamore, who had known Droopy for years, hadn't even bothered to nod. Instead, she told him that her feet were killing her, and that while the heat wave lasted, she had a good mind to get her young niece along to look after the counter side of things. As the shop had only a counter side of things, the idea had seemed promising to Droopy, and he had said as much. He had also asked politely after Mavis's young niece, whom he remembered vaguely as having helped out in the shop during school holidays.